Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, February 2nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Retirement number 2, rate hike number 8. Half as many ballots and 100 million freeloaders. And then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, Tom Brady retiring from football. Again, 1 year after retiring the last time, which he made for 40 days. Tom Brady played 23 years, 45 years old. He has the most wins, Pro Bowls, Super Bowl MVPs, completions, passing yards, and passing touchdowns. The most postseason appearances, postseason wins, Super Bowl appearances, 10, 7 wins, 14 playoff game-winning drives, and 9th playoff fourth quarter comebacks. Tom Brady has more Super Bowl wins than any franchise. The Giants and Packers have won 4. The 49ers and Cowboys have won 5. The Steelers and Patriots have won 6. Tom Brady's won 7. The Federal Reserve increasing interest rates a quarter of a point. The previous rate hikes were 0.75 or 0.5. So this is a decrease in the rate of increase. The head of the Fed said that the effects of raising interest rates lags. And people are starting to tighten their belts. Consumer spending is down. Retail purchases have fallen in 3 of the past 4 months. Home sales are at their lowest level since 2014. The auto industry had its worst year in sales in over 10 years. But this is the point of raising the rates, to get people unemployed so that people aren't spending as much money and then inflation goes down. It's a terrible plan, but that's where we are. It's what they're doing. Is it working? The governor of Texas says the most recent election in Harris County was so poorly run, quote, it may necessitate new elections. Harris County is Houston. It's the most populous county in the state of Texas. If it were its own state, it would be the 25th biggest state. And apparently, Harris County officials did not provide enough paper ballots in their 121 voting centers. Apparently, they only printed out half as many ballots as they did in previous years for no apparent reason. So they may have to do the election again. Is that incompetence or something worse? Speaking of stealing, do you watch Netflix? Do you pay for Netflix is the actual question. Because if for the last few years you have Netflix but haven't paid for it, that's coming to an end. Netflix is cracking down on password sharing in just the next few days. Early on, they wanted people to get hooked, but now they have too many competitors and last April reported their first loss of subscribers ever. So sometime in this quarter, Netflix will match your Wi-Fi IP address to determine where you live and make sure that this is indeed your primary location. So if your mother-in-law tries to sign in from someplace else, it won't work. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly will be back with your message of the day next.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, have you noticed the attacks on Donald Trump have increased recently? There are three different campaigns to take the former president out. The first is New York State, which is desperately trying to pin a criminal rap on Trump and is leaking all kinds of anti-Trump stuff. Second is in Georgia, where a preposterous investigation alleges that somehow Mr. Trump interfered in that state's voting process. And the third is the corporate media, which continues to spew every allegation unchallenged against Trump. Now that Fox News has largely abandoned the former president, he fights the press pretty much alone. There is some urgency here on the left. Consumer spending actually fell in December, Christmas season, and American buyers will dictate whether a recession happens this year. If a recession does happen, say goodbye to the Democratic Party in 2024. Add to that food inflation at 10% year to year, gas prices on the rise again, and the Biden administration sinks further into the abyss. Donald Trump leads in some of the early Republican polls, so he presents a clear and present danger to the left. Which is why Stormy Daniels suddenly reappeared this week. It is a very nasty game, of course, and diminishes our country. Want to knock Trump out of politics? Do it on policy, if you can. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. And it's a mail. Let's go to Julie. It's about time someone sues Bob Woodward, and I don't think it will hurt Donald Trump. Bill, I'm surprised you think Trump has brought all this chaos on himself. I didn't say that. I said brought it on himself. But he needs to pick his battles, because if you have a controversy du jour, it exhausts people. Hugh Oldham, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, as Vietnam vet, from experience, I know why the Memphis police officers acted the way they did. They are in an active war zone. We kid ourselves when we're shocked when rational thought is missing in these violent situations. You see, I respect your service, Hugh, you know I do. But you and all the other Vietnam vets didn't do atrocities, okay? And 99.999% of police officers in the USA in the worst conditions don't do atrocities. So it's not an excuse. Maria Berms, Costa Mesa, California. The Ben Ferguson analysis of the awful Memphis police situation is the best I've heard. That is why we are here, Maria. We are bringing you, you compare that interview I just did, okay, with Mike Pompeo to any other interview he's done. Just compare it. You have to see the difference. Maryland Ayers, Liberty Lake, Washington. The great spa in the sky awaits us all. That brought a smile to my face. That was the message of the day about baby boomers getting older and expiring. I hope everybody read it on BillO'Reilly.com. George, concierge member, George gets direct access to me. When the NFL refused to do anything about players kneeling, I walked away. You know, look, I respect that. It was outrageous what happened. I respect it. But it's the game. And the NFL is a monopoly. I like the game and I watch the game. I didn't like what they did with the kneeling, that's for sure. In a moment, something you might not know.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 370 years ago today, Dutch officials in North America officially incorporated a small village along the Atlantic coast. The charter named the settlement as the capital of New Netherlands. It would eventually be known as New York City. Here is the story of New Amsterdam. During the 1620s, the southern tip of Manhattan was used as a trading outpost for the Dutch West India Company, one of the most powerful corporations in the world. The village was known for its debauchery. The town had fewer than 1,000 residents. Between March and September, better weather, that figure swelled to 5,000. Visitors included drunken sailors, slavers, Native American traders. To restore order, representatives from Holland granted the locals a city charter on February 2, 1653. They were instructed on how to form a police department, militia, courts, and prisons. Life in New Amsterdam was rough. One in every 15 buildings was a saloon. Farm animals roamed the streets. More than 18 different languages were spoken in one square mile. It was the most religiously diverse location on earth. Different faiths included Catholics from France and Spain, Dutch Protestants, Portuguese Jews, Muslims from Morocco, Chinese Buddhists. The main industry in New Amsterdam was trading furs and slaves. The average resident died at age 42, mostly from malnutrition or disease. The village became an attractive location for other European powers, mainly the British, who had outposts in nearby Connecticut and Long Island. In 1664, the English seized New Amsterdam without firing a shot. The town was quickly renamed New York. And here's something else you might not know. New Amsterdam was also a popular destination for pirates from the Caribbean. Buccaneers used the Dutch settlement to evade the English Navy. After the British seized the city, they immediately began executing pirates at a spot called Execution Dock. Today, the location is better known as Wall Street. Now this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.